the film should have. No doctors, no old people, no actors, no people writhing on the floor with withdrawal pains. It should be a bunch of people standing around rapping about what they've been through and not saying yes or no.
Oh, just show everybody enjoying themselves like I do.
Yeah, that's right. Having a good time.
So I just love to smoke and play my guitar, man. So
I'd like people to know that whatever they say about grass, about it being, you know, all right, it doesn't hurt you. Well, it does, sooner or later.
Well, I mean, just tell it like it is, you know. Everybody got to find out sooner or later, so why not in the film?
What makes you groove? What turns you on? What makes you groove? What turns you on?
I have to learn lessons by experiencing things myself.
We're all sitting there digging the music and we're just having this great sensation.
And if I do something well, I want to know that it's because of what I've done and what I've worked for. And I want to just have a natural high.
But I can hug people with while I'm straight and feel love.
Somehow or other we ended up tripping together, and it was just such a beautiful feeling of unity.
It's just really nice. I think I'd like to do that again. I don't smoke, I don't do pills or acid or anything like that. But I'd say a goodly percentage of my friends do, and so I get into contact with them.
Why aren't you into drugs at all?
Well, I've just never felt the need or the desire to. I don't particularly need it to make my life complete. I didn't think it would do anything particular for me, and I'm happier to take things naturally. I feel I can look to myself more than... I'd rather look to myself than to look towards a drug or something that's lacking my personality.
Well, I became acquainted with marijuana because my brother used to smoke it about 5 years ago or something like that. Before, I think it was before everyone else started to, before it became really popular. I was about 13 then. I didn't smoke very often at all, like about once every 3 months or so at an LRY meeting. That was a church meeting kind of thing. And then about 2 years ago, I started smoking more often, and then around April, I think it was, somebody turned me on to acid, and I've been tripping about, I've tripped about 8 times since then, something like that, mescaline too, and I tried heroin about a week ago. And what else? I've never had any down pills, you know, Tylenols or anything like that. And I've had speed, but only a couple of times. And
how'd you like heroin?
Well, it was very pleasant. It was very nice. A lot of people said that they get sick from it, and I didn't get sick from it, so I thought it was, I had a very nice, you know, experience with it, but that's about as far as it goes. How?
Yeah. Did you snort it? Did you shoot it?
Oh, I shot it.
Did you skin top it? Did you mainline?
Mained it.
First time?
Mm-hmm. When you first started smoking, 5 years ago or something, did you ever think, you know, that you'd be shooting heroin and tripping and things like that? Or did you just think that you'd be starting out and, well, just smoke and then maybe try something else, but leave it at that and not do much more? The way I thought when I first started getting into smoking was that I'd like to see what all of it was like and be able to reject the things that were bad and take up the things that were good. And, see, I think that I'm the type of person who can't take other people's advice about anything. I have to learn lessons by experiencing things myself. And, like, that's probably why I decided to shoot junk.
Because I wanted to... I knew very well that there's nothing to it. There's really... It's absolutely a waste. But I had to do it myself to be able to say, all right, it's really a waste. But I think that marijuana should be a part of some people's lives. Marijuana, it's made me see see what's important about living and what isn't important about living.
What is?
What is important about living? Well, being happy, being able to love. And
love in what way?
Love in what way?
Why'd you let it finish?
Love everything. Not hate anything.
In other words, that all the time that every time that you smoke pot, you think about these things.
I don't believe you, Glenn.
You don't think I
No.
Would? I don't think so. Why?
Why?
I don't think because I don't think you can learn it that way. I smoked pot for 2 years, and I don't think you learn it that way. I've figured I've learned that you don't learn it that way. When I was off pot. I know, man, that smoking pot, all that happens is you get high, the people get high, you sit around and goof, you listen to Country Joe and the Fish and groove. That's all you ever do. You never sit there and say, well, man, people is, you know, life is great, people are great. I'm learning how to love now, and I mean, come on, be realistic. Okay?
The thing is, I think you would have been concerned about loving and living and having a good life and learning about people, whether you had smoked or not. Perhaps when you smoke, you find it easier to rap on and but it doesn't make
all
the world beautiful.
All it does is get you high, and then it wears off. That's all it does.
Well, if I was in a place where there weren't any drugs at all, I would be just as happy as I am now. But since they're around, and I enjoy taking them, I like them. I would probably keep on using some of them.
Could you stop?
Could I stop?
Yeah.
Yes. Very easily.
Why don't you?
Because you're available.
Wait, if you're taking the risk of getting busted, if you're taking the risk of ODing and dying, is that reason enough to stop? And if not, what is?
That's a really difficult question. I don't like to think about all the risks I'm taking very often.
I bet you don't.
And,
I wouldn't either.
The time when I would stop is if I thought that it was getting me into a situation where I needed to get high, to have a good time, or to be happy.
Now,
the drug was starting to control me, in other words. Well, the thing is that people start out, and it's a small segment of their life. It's something new and something interesting. And they enjoy it, and they go on. And they do drugs more and more, and it becomes to the point where you don't just say, well, let's go off and do something. It's always, let's go off and smoke. Let's go off and drop some acid. You know, let's go do some ups or downs. Until the point is you sort of, it becomes like first position in your social sphere. That's the point at which I think I would stop if I became that dependent on it and it became that much, that important to me to do drugs.
I don't think you would stop.
You don't think I would? This isn't even a case of dependence.
Hasn't that point come?
No, I don't think so. No.
It's not part of your life?
Part of my life? It's like an addition to my life, I think. It's not really part of it. But it's, well,
isn't
no,
that
I guess
the same
I,
thing?
Well, I couldn't say, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I couldn't say that it's not a part of my life.
So you've reached that point already?
It's just, it's become so much a part of you that you don't even notice it. And getting up and brushing your teeth or something. Well, I just realized it, and I haven't thought about it that way before, but you've made me aware that it's sort of like, it's sort of creeping up on me that way. And becoming more and more important, taking on more and more importance.
Yeah. So,
what about that?
Well, I think that is something, too, that's, you know, definitely should be looked into. I should do something about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the only thing that I'm wary about drugs. That's the only thing that I think, that's the only reason that I would stop. When it starts to take over.
Thank you.
entirely straight. Entirely. I've never smoked. I have a lot of friends that smoke. I have a lot of friends that grass, hash, some speed, some THC, some mescaline.
You've been absolutely straight. How does that make you all feel?
That's really nice, you know. It's like he's saying, well, I don't really need this crap, you know.
I don't know, like, the attitude of somebody who says, you know, I can't explain it, it's a really strange thing, but, like, somehow it seems more natural to me to have at least experimented with drugs than to never have. It seems like you're afraid of the experience and you won't do it. I think you say it not because of any real reason, like, that your parents have instilled strong moral values in you or because you figure it's just not a sensible thing to do, but that you're really frightened of it.
I made a decision because of a couple of bad things I saw. Like, really bad things and things that were very disturbing to me.
What things?
Well, two things. Number one, I saw a guy who had been smoking every day for, like, 5 years. And this is in addition to tripping and speed and mescaline. And this guy who was a really good music student. He was going to music and art. He was very good. And is now kind of a marshmallow. And he walks around in a permanent daze. And he gets coherent once in a while. But it's a disturbing thing to see someone you know go straight to hell. And I made a decision that I wasn't really a strong enough person to probably do without it all my life. But I forced myself, you know, to just do without it. In other words, I'd work myself out of whatever I was in, and I just made a decision that I didn't want to smoke.
I respect somebody who realizes that there's a danger involved, that they might really get messed up and doesn't want to, and says, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hold off as long as I can. Maybe eventually I'll end up smoking and trying it, but I'm going to put it off as long as I can.
I think, in my opinion, I know I won't go on drugs now because I've been through enough things that I know that however bad anything is may seem at the time, it's going to pass. And I never felt that I wasn't going to survive, so I had to escape from a situation.
A lot of people who get into drugs do it because, like, this is a really interesting point. I was reading in The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm, and he says that people feel alone in life, and they feel separate, and you can overcome this by, you know, person-to-person contact, but a lot of people aren't able to do this, and so they try and overcome the separateness by going into drugs. And so somebody who's confused and lonely, doesn't have a sense of identity, can get into drugs for a sense of importance.
What's wrong with the grown-ups nowadays, come to think about them, is that they, when somebody takes pot, snort, whatever they want to take, the grown-ups saying they're just trying to find a way out. You know, you feel free. You feel, you know, like your mind is free. There's nothing tight in your mind that you're thinking about. You feel real happy.
That's the way I feel. Like people say, oh, you're doing this for an escape. And it's like, why do you like chocolate candy? You dig it, right? Well, I like getting high. I told them I'm not trying to find an escape. I just enjoy it.
You know, you just want to feel free. That's a way of feeling free. I think everybody would have to admit. Because when you're drunk, you have no problems.
How about when you're not drunk?
When you're sober, you have lots of problems.
Why people start is to escape reality. And I find myself, I can face my own problems pretty well without having to resort to anything else to, you know, help me.
I can dig drugs and people who don't dig it. Not naturally, but I think something's wrong with them. I'm sure like an egotist myself. But I'd like to say to myself, there's nothing wrong.
But you don't dig people who don't get high.
I know, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. But let's say I put them down a step, who say I don't want to turn on.
Why? I mean, why do you do that? I'm interested in why
That's
you do
that.
That's
what we asked him.
I don't know. I really can't tell you.
I think you do. I mean, I think it's very simple. I think it's a big trip.
Could I ask him a question?
Go ahead.
You like Chinese food?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Would you put me a step down because I didn't like it?
Go ahead.
No. That's why I can't analyze why I don't know.
You've got to be hiding something, because if you like Chinese food and I don't like it, I got to be lower than you then.
All right. I think it may be a feeling that I am cool and hip because I take drugs. And that these people aren't.
How about that? So a person who doesn't take drugs, the only reason he's not hip is because he doesn't take drugs.
No, wait. You're putting words in my mouth.
I don't understand.
I put him on a lower scale. They have to prove to me that, like...
they're equal to you.
Yeah.
People stop asking questions.
Should you ask yourself this question?
Bombed out.
Who are you to be proved to?
But I think in 9 out of 10 cases that any younger kid, let's say below 16, who says to himself, I can do it infrequently and control myself and still run my life the way I want to, is just kidding himself.
Yeah,
because it turns out the way he wants to is to get stoned.
Yeah, that's really true. What happens?
Your aim shift.
Like, they say, I can control it, and then once they're getting stoned on grass a lot, they figure, why bother to control it? I'd like to try something else. I think it's pretty well, people don't think anymore that if you start on grass, you're going to automatically end up shooting smack. You know, that's kind of discounted now. Like, that isn't true that it happens in every case. But it is true that after a while, when you've gotten stoned enough so that it's a boring high on grass, you're really curious and you want to try
something
else. Yeah.
Anybody who starts to smoke after a while really gets into it.
But
and then at a certain point, when you start to smoke, then it really starts affecting you.
I didn't do it that way.
When you start, using it, when you're feeling bad to make yourself feel good, and then when you're having a good time to enjoy yourself more.
Yeah.
When it gets to that point, then it really starts affecting you. And when it got to that point, that's when my motivation started to fall away, and my interest in things started
As it was falling, did you know it was falling? Did you realize it was happening, or is it, later?
No. What I said to myself during that time was, wow, I'm really finding out where it's at.
At the time when I was smoking the heaviest, is when my marks were the worst.
With me, it was the sort of thing where I'd forget if I made a phone call or mailed a letter or, small things like that, but all the small things, I was sort of not sure if I did. Did I remember to hand that into the report into the teachers? It's still in my locker. Then I'd have to go and check.
It was something about a week ago. I could usually remember it pretty well, but if it was something that day, I guess I had a lot of trouble with it.
I mean, I forget to do things like, I'd leave on the oven, I'd leave on a record player, I go into school and the guy, the teacher would ask me for something and I'd say, oh, wow.
I don't know, one of the feelings like when you're getting stoned a lot is you don't, whether you're stoned or not, you don't care about that much else. Like, you just think, wow, beautiful, life is just lying back and grooving around.
The closest time I've come to the sensation of being stoned, I think, was a time that there was a show that we put on and I played in a band in it when we made a tape of it. And we're playing the tape and we all got really happy because we're all lying there and no one's talking, but we're just having this great sensation. And we all walked out of the room with this piece of music in our mind. And to me, this seemed, I don't know if it's ever like this, the closest I've come to being stoned.
Only it's so much better than being stoned because it's, that it's real.
Yeah, and there's no down after it. There's a slight down, but, I can go out and play again, and I can get up, and I'm using
myself.
Yeah,
and the thing is, that if you get really happy and high on grass, it's nothing lasting, But you learned, you gained and learned something from that real feeling of happiness and success, and it was a good thing that was built into your personality, and it's going to last, whereas when you get stoned, it's nothing, It just goes right out of you again. Being stoned is just froth, It's like just something, froth. It's nothing meaningful, And it's like, something that's maybe a little like sugar, something sweet and light that just disappears. It isn't like something that's really wholesome and fulfilling.
First started smoking, I had a little oath with a few friends that we'd never do anything else. And then it ended up that a couple of us tried crystal meth. And a little later on, a couple of my friends had tried acid, so I decided that for me the oath was nothing anymore. But I lasted about a year before I tried acid. And I wasn't afraid of it or anything by the time the year was up. I was just curious. I liked it an awful lot. I liked it too much, because I did it too much. And I ended up, about a week later, I tried heroin just out of curiosity. And OD'd on it and almost died.
I smoked, and at first it was pretty fearsome, because I smoked pretty much right off. And after a while, it just became sort of commonplace thing to do. And I made up my mind right in the onset that I wouldn't let it have the best of me at all, that it would just be sort of an added exotic essence in my life. But as it turned out, I stopped having fun doing a lot of things that I used to do. And I stopped enjoying, like, walking downtown, you know, or playing, or driving, or anything, you know, unless I was stoned. It just turned out pretty miserable. And it did get the best of me, too, because I was stoned all the time. And I was buying it all the time. And then I got busted. And then that was like the icing on the cake.
Even when you haven't smoked anything, you just sort of have a very slow, you know, easygoing type of attitude.
Just sort of flow along.
Right, and you don't pick up things as quick. You don't do anything as quick or as efficient, and it just it slowed the whole thing down.
I've gotten really, really stoned at night, and then I had to drive from Boston back to Richfield. And like, my reflexes are just, you know, like rubber.
Yeah.
My arms, you know, I watch my hand doing this shifting, and it's just, you know, like a piece of rubber. It's ridiculous physically. With me, I can't move as fast. Grass is depressing.
So you, like, you hit the brakes, and you don't think, well, I'm going to hit the brakes. You hit the brakes out of pure response.
That, to me, is the frightening part. The thoughts that I have when I'm driving a car aren't about the road, usually. They're about just totally disconnected things.
Well, that can get a little dangerous.
After a while, you can get only so high, and then it's really a boring experience, you know? Like, you sort of, it's like, not, you don't freak out, you stone out, you know? It's nothing. I've had the experience, and it's over. So I don't feel like I have to get really involved in doing it again. I wanted to, like, this spring, I was in sort of a self-destructive mood, and I just wanted to see how far I could self-destruct myself, and I did. And then after a while, I realized that it was ridiculous, and I stopped.
How did you self-destruct yourself? What destruction?
Well, I don't know. Like, I was pretty unhappy, you know, and so I didn't smoke to make myself happy. I just smoked because I was sort of fed up with things. And I was, like, trying to undermine myself, which is what I did. You know, my grades went down. I felt like I was losing contact with all my friends. I couldn't write as well and everything like that. And then after a while, like, the thing that got to me the most, like, I don't even really care about the grades, but it bothered me very much that I couldn't write anymore, and it bothered me very much that I felt paranoid about friendships. And so I just stopped smoking because I hated that feeling so much.
I felt like by the time I got really stoned, I went in the room with a friend of mine. We sat down, and I just felt like everybody was staring at us and, you know, thinking, look at those two, they really, you know, freaked out and stuff like that. I just felt so paranoid, like they all hated us and they kept staring at us, and I just couldn't stand it.
That's what I'm talking about, because like, it didn't happen to me when I was stoned. When I was stoned with people, we were all brothers and it was really nice. But when I was straight, I'd feel as if little things that I said were misinterpreted. And usually it doesn't bother me, like if somebody spills a Coke on the rug and I have to clean it up, but like, I find myself, you know, somebody would do something like that, and I get so irritated, I just want to throw everybody out, and so I stopped smoking.
Well, I don't like to do grass or hash anymore, because I guess it's, like, I'm a lot happier without it, and it's, I don't find it that, you know, particularly fantastic doing it, and I really like the tripping and the mescaline. I don't know, I think I'd like to do that again.
When we did the mescaline, like, I sort of freaked out, not completely, but, like, it was bad, and we went up together,
Everything was split like there were clumps of people, and I felt really frightened because I felt very much alone. So I went in the back room, and all of a sudden, like, I didn't know what happened. I was shaking all over, and I was crying, and I was on the floor, and I was asking for my two cats that had died, and I was saying everybody hated me, and it was frightening, and everybody, you know, was saying, no, we love you, don't worry, it's okay, you know, I calmed down. But I really liked the experience, and I want to do it again.
I don't know what it's doing something to me. I'm not quite sure what it is. It's scaring me, I think. Because, you know, you're sitting here telling me that you really dug it, you'll do it again. You know, my reaction is, what kind of a nut are you? You know, that's my reaction to you. What kind of an idiot are you?
You know, how could it be good? How could it be pleasant? How could you want to do it again if all that stuff is happening to you?
You're like, you can't really understand it. For, like, I told you the bad things. And counteracting that was, like, the feeling, like, there was this one person. I didn't know him at all, and then, like, that night, somehow or other, we ended up tripping together. And so, like, you know, we were just, like, I had to be supported or I fell over, so we were just completely in each other's arms, you know, and it was just such a beautiful feeling of unity. And then, like, after I went home, you know, and like, all where our arms had been touching, I could feel myself bleeding. And he said he felt all this wind blowing through his body where we'd been touching.
I just think that you're sick, that it's just really ridiculous to be able to sit here and say that this is a fun experience that I would like to do, you know, again, if it, you know, sometime next year or something, you know, but, and then say that there's unity and beauty in it and everybody's hugging each other and feeling blood on their own. I mean, that's totally disgusting.
I found, you know, why, you know, disgusting?
Because I can hug people with while I'm straight and feel love, and
right,
you can hug people while you're stoned and feel blood, and that's sick, okay?
Why is it sick?
Why do you need a chemical to do that, man?
Right. And
I know that you're going to say, well, I don't. I can do that without a chemical, too.
Then
I would say, well, why do you got to have a chemical for?
The things that are wrong with my personality, I would never dream of having with drugs. Like, if I'm screwed up about something, I'm going to work it out for myself, not with anybody's help, not with a drug's help.
I just really don't believe you when you say that you take care of your problems and deal with things. And that's not why you get high. You get high for other reasons. The reason for me not believing you is just mainly because I've seen so many people say the same thing and it ended up not to be true.
Yes, you can't take the judgment from one situation and apply it to another.
I'm just see what I'm doing is taking it from experience, man. Because I used to get high at people and I used to trip people, and the same things happened. And I sat in the same chair, you know, tears ago, saying the exact same things.
Right,
you know?
That's you.
And I know.
And this is
slow
me.
Down.
And wait,
slow down.
All right.
And I know. Just through experiences, that's, it's all nonsense. Well, I think what these 3 days has done for me is, I don't know if it's made me any stronger in terms of my beliefs. I don't know what really if it's done that, because my beliefs are pretty strong right now. You know, that I'm against drugs, and I don't think people should take drugs and things like that.
You know, I genuinely did feel before that I wanted to do the mescaline again. Now I'm not so sure. Like, I disagree with them entirely that I'm sick and that I can't find a sense of unity on my own and everything like that, because I don't think it's true. You know, I know myself well enough and I respect myself, and I couldn't do that if I thought that was true. But, you know, I think about it, and I don't have a real reason except that it was fun. And, you know, like, yeah, it's fun to drive a car really fast, too, but if it endangers somebody's life, I'm not going to do it.
I'm curious about the drug experience, but I'm not curious enough to try it myself. I definitely don't want to try it myself. I don't think it's worth it.
The way I feel about Joanne and Lee is that they never really got into drugs, so, you know, they don't, the things that are messed up about them, they can take care of by themselves and pretty easily, where I have a lot more things to take care of, and it's going to be a lot harder.
Well, I feel like from talking to people, I have no desire to do mescaline again, and I know now that I'm totally out of grass and hash, and, like, actually, I'm finished with drugs, like, I've satisfied my curiosity. I'm happy without it, and I find I really don't need it.
I'd rather turn to myself rather than a drug for any personal satisfaction I get out of life. And I feel that, these people who try drugs, and then they decided it was a waste. Well, the whole experience seems to me to be such a waste of time.
I've never had anyone talk to me about against drugs before and really, really argue with me about it. The only person that's ever told me anything about not taking drugs is my mother, and just because she's my mother, I never listened to her, I never even heard her. But people my own age telling me this makes it completely different. And Peter and Gabe, I just can't ignore what they have to tell me.
What makes you groove? What turns you on? What makes you groove? What turns you